With bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prayer, send in your mind, reach out and pray, defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Yes, Lord, this morning we bless your wondrous name. Lord, we thank you. A new week. Oh, what a beautiful day. The sun shining out there. Your breath of life giving us. Father, we say thank you. Thank you. We thank you for the week that has just passed. All that, Lord, you did for your children, Lord, your goodness towards us. Father, we say thank you. And this morning, we thank you for the quickening power that has quickened us, O God, to come to your presence, Lord, to begin the week from you, O Lord. And Father, even as we come, O God, we want to say thank you for all the generosities that you have given to us. Lord, we bless you. We bless your name. Lord, today, as we entered in, we've come with faith, we come believing, we come that, Lord, before the day's service will end, to God, yes, we will be blessed. That's our expectation, Lord. So this morning, we want to commit all activities into your hands, starting from the Sunday schools, the children, and we here, O God. Father, open something to us that will prepare us, even, O God, to usher us into praise and glory to your name, O God, waiting for your word that you have for us today. So, Lord, bless the Sunday schools this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, I have a Thanksgiving this morning. But I wouldn't fail to say thank you for your prayers that I'm back. Praise the Lord. Yes, our subject, the teacher of perfect man, the divine nature of God. So that's what we are about to go on now. And what I want us to look into today, because it's a long subject, so sometimes it's very good that even I traveled and I've come back. So we will just go back today. Let's just run a summary through from faith to patience. That's where we came to. And then Lord willing, if it will be Lord willing, we move on to godliness. Very powerful material, divine material God has given to us. Amen. So it's all about, may we be seated for a while before we read our scripture. So we all know that in the book of Acts, the king David, he desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. And for some reason, God didn't allow it, though he prepared everything. And so the scripture says it was Solomon that built him a house. Amen. And it was a magnificent temple in Jerusalem. But the prophets, they say that, how be it? How, no matter how magnificent that building would be, or it is, the Most High, you see, he dwelleth not in temples made with what? Hands. Amen. Amen. And so God himself says, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. So what house will you build me? Or where? What is the place of my rest? So God is looking for a house not built with hands. Amen. And where is that house? The scripture gives us that answer. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, we say that ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. So now we have been what? God says that temple is in us. Praise the Lord. And for the how the house will be built is already in us. So we stand to the reading of our scripture, 2 Peter 1. We will start reading from verse 4. You can give us the slide as we read on. Amen. So, verse 4, what the Lord has given to us as divine materials for us to build that house. Meanwhile, my brother, let's take notice of this. It's not you that is building the house. But all these materials that God has given to us, they are already in us. Praise the Lord. They may be dormant. And so it is you now to what? To surrender to those materials God has given to you, those divine materials that are in you. You go to surrender yourself to it. You go to yield to it so that it comes up to bear what? Fruits. You know, one time I showed the mango tree. You saw one blossomed. It has all everything in it. But it wasn't bearing fruit. That's why it says, these things, as they are in you, they must what? Abound. Amen. Amen. Yes. So they are already in you. So when we surrender, yield to these divine materials, then God gives God the opportunity to, or the free hand to mold us. That's the way how it is. Because Any man that tries to what? To build a house, it will be in vain. Except the Lord himself would build that house. Praise the Lord. So let us read. It said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. So we started, may we be seated now. We thank the Lord for the reading of the word. So we started with what? The foundation, which is what? Faith. And the prophet, you see, the pyramid there, we are going to really study a number of things, because after the divine nature, which we will know who we are, then we will be going to what? The messengers and the church ages. Praise the Lord. Amen. So as we look at it every day, it becomes what? Part of us. And so we started with the foundation faith, as you see it over there. And what we had the beginning was that, just for summary, faith holds, the prophet said, faith holds the key. Faith holds the key that unlocks Christ to the people. Faith unlocks it, reveals it. So today, we are going to try to take the same key to unlock the way to become a virtuous Christian in the stature of God and be a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in. Amen. And so the prophet asked a question here. What is the foundation of Christianity? He said, faith in the word of God. That's your foundation. So Christianity, the foundation of Christianity is what? Faith. Amen. Without faith, you can never please him. Amen. Strong foundation. That's your foundation. Then you begin to grow. You see, the whole thing is in you. And it must what? Grow and bear fruits. You get it? Amen. Everything, the divine materials, they are all in us. But they must what? Grow. And then God will mold you into his own what? Being. Praise the Lord. So, then begin to grow. Then you start. You begin to add to this foundation. Amen. So that's a short summary on what? Faith. We've gone through lengthily, but just so something that will remind us what actually the foundation faith is. Then we came to virtue. The prophet said, what is virtue? He said, virtue is strength and what? Power. It's strength and power. The Bible said, as we read over here in the book of Luke, where it is said, virtue went out of him. Is that right? Virtue went out of him. When that woman with the issue of the blood touched him, you see, he said, virtue has gone out of me. So what is the prophet saying here? He said, if we are going to be like him, we must have virtue then. I've got to have virtue that I can what? Pass forward from me to the people. He said, if virtue went out from him to heal the woman that was sick, he's expecting the same virtue in his church because he was our example. Amen. Next. Still on virtue. So now, what happened? You see, that the first apostles, because they obeyed their master, stayed in the upper room. Obedience. Stay in the upper room until you are what? You receive power. They receive the power of the Holy Ghost. And so because he told them, what anything that I've done, you will do even more. And now the prophet is saying here that that same virtue must be in the church. And so we could see that the first church, it was there. They could do the same as he did. And so today, yes, my brother, my sister, the testimonies that we have in this house here, praise the Lord. It testifies that we are what? We are on the earth. The glorious way. Praise the Lord. My brother David here, when I came, I heard about his testimony, about his eye. Praise God. A lot, many things that happened in this house. We thank the Lord for it. Praise God. We thank the Lord for it. So, virtue must be in his church. So we heard about, he said, if virtue went from him to heal the woman that was sick, he's expecting the same virtue in his church because he was our example. And so now you remember that man lame from his mother's womb at the gate of the temple beautiful. Acts 3:1-9. You see? Always seated there asking for alms. So when Peter and John, they were going into that temple, as usual, he stretched forth his hands for an alm. And he looked up unto Peter and John to draw alms from them. And they had no alms, but they had something greater than alms. As what? Virtue. Amen. By faith, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. In his name, not by our power, but by his name. So now the church is what? Demonstrating the very same power. Praise God. That same virtue. Jesus demonstrated the church doing the same thing. Amen. And today the church is doing the same thing. That's right. Amen. Next. And then, how we can ourselves faith cometh by what? How do we grow in faith? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Amen. Hearing the word of God. Amen. So when you continue hearing the word of God, and even in Revelation 1:3, it said, blessed is the man that readeth and heareth these words of prophecy and keep them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the time is what? Is at hand. So, faith cometh by what? Reading, hearing, and keeping them. And what about virtue? How do we grow in virtue? The prophet showed it as an example with the what? The lily flower. So he said, consider the lily. This is a scripture from the Bible. He said, consider the lilies, how they neither toil or spin, yet I say unto you, Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed in like one. You see, then the prophet said, look at the lily. It comes from way down in the muck. And listen closely here. Every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. It has to be drawing from the earth. Nutrients. Praise the Lord. See? And what does it do with this virtue that is it draws? See? It gives it out. It makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. It opens up itself for honey, for the bees to come and get their part. See? It doesn't complain how the bees will be fondling on and sucking what? The honey. It doesn't complain. You see? It just got it to give out. So, let's go back there. What was the lily does? Every minute drawing from what? From the earth. Lily is what? Typing you and me. So if we want to grow in virtue, we got to go to our source also. Amen. And be drawing from our source. Amen. All the sources. From the book, from the Bible, from the message, from listening, everything. Those are what? Sources. Amen. That will build you into what? Glory. To receive, to what? To be built in virtue. To see, it will mold you. Virtue molds you. That even if you don't speak, your life alone is speaking. Amen. That's what he's saying, that what does the lily does with the virtue that it draws? He said it opens up. It shows, it makes a beautiful sight to the admirer. You see, your life is so beautiful. People like to be like you, but they see that... It's this, the sacrifice, I don't think I can do that. You see, Sundays like this, I need to really sleep and get some chilled beer and to worry myself. You see, all these things have been hindrance. But to you, look at how this Sunday morning you were just in haste, getting things done. Something is in you. Oh, my brother, my sister. God is molding us because we have surrendered. We've yielded ourselves to these divine materials he has given to us. You see. That it makes it a beautiful sight for the admirer. It opens up for honor. But if you don't, the bees will come and say there are insufficient funds. Well, no. No honey in you, to be sucked, no honey. And the little bee will scratch his head and say, what kind of lily is that? It happens. People say, I've known Christians, but that lady, oh my. That brother, oh my. You are different, because he sees something in you. Praise the Lord. But not today like this, and then the next day like this. And say, this man says he goes to church. Look at what he's doing. You see, my brother, no funds. Yeah, insufficient fund in you. People cannot draw anything from your life. Next. Then let's come to knowledge. And here the prophet said, now, not worldly knowledge, you see, because that's foolishness to God, but knowledge to judge. Judge what? Right from wrong. Amen. Knowledge to judge right from wrong. You know that this is wrong for me to do. You will never touch it. Praise God. Knowledge of God. So he said, that's supreme knowledge. You don't have to have 4 degrees in some college or something like that to have it. Because all these virtues, you see, from faith to brotherly kindness, which you will be overshadowed with what? Charity. All these virtues, they are all virtues, are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith. See, that ye might come to the full stature of a real living man of God. Yes, sir. Then he talks about, and heavily born knowledge will vindicate the word. Heavily born knowledge would vindicate the word. That means when the word is there, you don't reason with the word. Amen. How it is, you said, you know that is the truth. Because God has spoken it. Even when you ask something and it's still not coming, you believe it. That's heavily born knowledge. You vindicate his word that it is true. Amen. And then he said, Holy Ghost knowledge will always punctuate the word with what? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yep. Then we come to temperance. He said, temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. When you check it from the dictionary, I don't know how they come to that meaning, that temperance is a cure, alcoholic cure. I don't understand it. Amen. But we know something greater in that word temperance. See, temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. Not in this case. This is Bible temperance, the Holy Spirit temperance. See, that's just one of the, he's talking about now the meaning of temperance by the world, you see. He said, that's just one of the lusts of the flesh. But we are talking about what? Holy Spirit temperance. That means how to control your tongue. Not be a tattler. Amen. He said, how to control your temper. Not to fly off every time someone speaks cross to you. When you are riled upon, ride not back. See? So here, who is the believer here? You won't see any difference. The woman is trying to poke out even the eye of the man. Oh, praise the Lord. No. The prophet said, if it's something like this, don't add it. Because the house will what? It will break. It will fall. It will not what? Vulcanize. The next. Oh, this also. Oh, I ought to slap him down. But see, maybe I'll better not. Because they might put my name in the paper about it. Oh, my brother, that temperance. No. Mm-mm. Don't add it. See, don't conceive that thing in your mind. If I had not been a Christian, oh, it's not because of pastor. My brother, my sister. No. It will not fit into that house, you see. You see, that isn't the kind of temperance he's talking about. Don't try to add that. It won't work. Mm. But when you can really, with the sweetness from your heart, forgive every man, hold your peace, let it be gone, see, then it will vulcanize. You can add that to what? To your faith. See, that sweetness to forgive. Forgiveness. Let's go on. I come to patience. Do I have time? 5. Okay. That's the last where we came last, our last one. Yeah. So we can use that 5 minutes. Patience with what? What kind of patience? First thing is have patience with God. First thing, have patience with God. God has spoken. You have patience with him. Praise the Lord. If you've got real, genuine faith, you will have real, genuine patience. Because faith worketh patience. Faith worketh patience. The trial of our what? Of our faith worketh what? Patience. When you are being tried, you are going through tests and trials and all those things. God knows it, my brother. He said, have patience with him. Amen. Even if it is through that you got to die like our precious brother Paul. Oh, look at him. Oh, I love brother Paul. Amen. Amen. He held on. Look at the letter he wrote to what? The Philippians. In this jungle. Yet, he said, I'm pressing on. Pressing, he said, even I've not yet apprehended why God apprehended me, and I'm still pressing on to accomplish that. To the day when they handed him his execution word, then he said, I've fought a good fight. He wrote to Timothy, amen. So, let's go on here. Let us not slip away. Faith worketh patience. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You've got what? Patience. Someone will say, well, I asked him last night to heal me, and I'm just as sick this morning. Oh, my. That's not patience. God told Abraham 25 years later, there wasn't even one sign. He still believed it. And he was patient with God. See, and the Bible says after he had patiently endured, he what? He inherited the promise. He's our very good example. Noah had patience, yeah. Noah had real godly patience. See, God said, I'm going to destroy this world with rain. And Noah preached 120 years at it. Oh, people were really, this man is getting crazy. 120 years still preaching. He said, it's going to rain. God is going to bring rain and destroy this world. Oh. See? It's just like today when probably you talk about the second coming of the Lord and there's going to be rapture. So people heard me probably turn around and say, how long? See, don't listen to what they call them, start with S, they call them what? Scoffers. Don't listen to the scoffers. Thank you, God bless you. So, Noah preached 120 years at it, plenty patience, you see. Not even a dew fell from heaven. Nothing. Just as dusty as it ever was for 120 years. But he was patient. God upset it. It was really very difficult, my brother. It's going to rain. It's going to 120, preaching. My brother, my sister. One good generation preaching. God tries your patience, you see. That's right. God tries them. Quickly. Put him always before you. Let him be the next crossing thing, you see. You can't cross him. See, when you put him before you, my brother, my sister, everything is settled. So just keep him before you. He said so. And it's going to what happen? See, keep him before you. That's right. Quickly, and that's what we have, David. David is a very good example. He would put God, Jesus, before him. He wouldn't cross him to do anything that it was what? Contrary to the word of God. That's right. Amen. He had every opportunity. Look at the man that had been tormenting him. And he was just there to finish him so that he would be free. But yet, he will not cross what? Christ. He will not cross Jesus. You will not cross God. to do anything. Because if you said you have made me king, I'm waiting for you to what? Put me on the throne. I'm not the one to force myself and put myself on the throne. It's your word, and so I wait for your word to be fulfilled by yourself that have been what? Given to me. See, the next one, the second time, even look at his one of his soldiers. He said, look, I can trust him only once. He won't even into the ground. He said, No. You see, even the first one, when he cut off even the hem of the dress of her, he felt it even, he felt guilty in, even in his head, in his heart, you see. That's the way how, when you place him before you, my brother, you will never do anything that will be what? Against the word. Place him before you. All the time when, he said, you will try your patience. As the trial of your faith, the same thing, you see. When something comes, my brother, wait on him. Just look unto the word. Look unto Christ. Don't what? Rush in and do anything. You see. Today, I don't know, I have a lot, but I have a testimony. You know, next one is that that's where Apostle Paul also, when we come to Apostle Paul, he had what? Patient with God. He will never what? Cross a sin. So that's the last slide that we have there about patience. So, my brother, my sister, we want to be like him. Amen. We want to grow into his stature. The Lord help us that we will be able to yield ourselves, surrender to all these divine materials that is given to us. Then he will mold us into his own stature. Because if we try to build it, we cannot never build it. It will be in vain, except him build the house. Amen. Shall we bow our eyes? Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we want to be like you. Help us, Lord Jesus, because many times we come across all these life tests and trials, Lord. But yet, Lord, your word always open up to us and make us to know where to go and what to do and what to say. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless your wondrous name as Father. Yes, we want to sing. We want to praise your name. We want to worship you this morning. And lift up, O Lord Jesus, an atmosphere, O God, for your word that you have for us today. So, Lord, in your hands we commit all, committing the sound leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, that as they come, O God, oh, the Holy Spirit will sweep over them, Lord, and bring sounds of Zion, O God, to praise your wondrous name. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.